Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and author of the book Just Believe, obviously also the host of the Right Stream Network's Just Believe, which is a show about spirituality, metaphysical subjects, paranormal subjects, holistic health, etc. So every week on Sunday at 7 p.m., I welcome a guest from a different area, usually. We do a lot of psychic readings tonight. We're not doing psychic readings. We're going to be talking about parallel universes, the achieving fifth dimension consciousness, past lives, things of that sort, and we're going to be having a best-selling author on tonight whose name is Trish LeSage, and I'm going to read her bio in just a moment. But I just wanted to welcome everyone to Just Believe Radio and let you know that if you do have any questions for Trish, you are welcome to call in. The number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you are an expert in the fields, in one of the fields I mentioned, spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, paranormal, whatever, and would like to be on the show, think you would be a good fit for the show. If you're a psychic, medium, anything along that line, you can also send me an email and request to be on the show. I'm booking right now, I think in July, right about now, so you can reach me at lisa@lisatarvis.com. That's L-I-S-A at L-I-S-A-T-A-R-V-E-S.com. And just let me, send me your bio, send me your info, and I will get in contact with you and get you on the show. If you are somebody in one of those fields or you know somebody that you think would be a great fit for the show, Right Stream Radio Network does, we have several shows on right now. We have my show starting off the week on Sunday with Just Believe, and at 7 p.m. Then on Mondays we have John D. Gresham on with Military Monday. And on Tuesday, we have the founder of our show, our network, her show, which is Right Stream. Right Stream Tuesday. And basically, she interviews Daria. It's Daria Ann, and she interviews a lot of authors of different genres. Books that have written books on different genres. No one genre, and it's always an interesting show. She has some really fascinating guests on Wednesday. We have the Family Power Hour, which is a great show with Dr. Billy Eisenberg and also Sheena Benjamin Wise, who is a family attorney, and Dr. Billy is a psychiatrist or psychologist, and they have great subjects regarding family law issues, as well as just family dynamics and relationships, and all of the stuff that goes along with family related issues. Fridays we have Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on at 7 p.m., which Darian and I host together with my sometimes 19-year-old daughter Kristen joining us, that's basically a lady show. It's a show for women on women's topics and things like that. So that's our lineup right now. We're going to be adding a couple more shows, hopefully, in the next few months. But that's what we've got going on right now. You can visit our website at rightstreamradio.com, where you will find information on each of our shows as well as each of our hosts and ways to follow either your host, the show, or the network. on Twitter, Facebook, and any other sites that any of us happen to be on. To get in, to follow me, you can find me at lisatarvis.com, LASATARVES.com. That's my website address, www.lisatarvis.com. And then you can also follow me at Lisa Tarvis on Twitter and find me at, under Metaphysical Healing by Lisa Tarvis on Facebook, or under my name, Lisa Tarvis, where you can follow my book, which is called Just Believe. So I think that's all that I have to say about all of that. So I want to read our guest tonight, her bio. We do, you know, a lot of the shows right now are psychic readings, and we are going to change to having mostly psychic readings on every week. But we're also going to be having some different topics on once in a while, just to keep things interesting and to educate people on, you know, the other side. It's great to get a reading, and obviously it's really interesting to get a reading. It's really great to get your questions answered psychically, or have contact with the other side. But it's also interesting to find out what the other side is all about, what the whole other side of spirituality that is does not involve necessarily just getting a reading, but where this stuff comes from, where the information comes from that we're getting to give you. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight with Trish. Trish Lesage is a best-selling author on Amazon and a writer of magazine articles on metaphysics, self-empowerment, spiritual awakening, ascension, and mind-body-spirit topics. Her articles have been published in digital magazines and in print magazines such as Sedona Journal of Emergence, The Magical Times, and Watkins Mind, Body, Spirit, which are distributed at Barnes & Noble's bookstores and other locations worldwide. She is the author of the following books: Manifesting Success in Relationships, Career, and Business via Numerology, Traveling Parallel Universes, Meditation for Past Lives, Star Seeds, Soulmates, and Beyond, and How to Achieve Fifth Dimension Consciousness. If you want to find out more information about Trish, you can do that at www.beyond3dbooks.com. The number 3, the letter D, books.com, beyond3dbooks.com. So I want to bring Trish on because I have lots of interesting questions for her to talk to her. Hi, welcome, Trish. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I know a lot of our listeners love calling in for the readings and things like that, and that's why we do so many of those shows. But it's really interesting to me to have the other, I don't know, the area of where this, I guess the area talked about of where a lot of where this information comes from that we're able to gather, how psychics and mediums are able to do what they do, and I think a lot of that education comes from people that write the kind of books that you're writing. You know, it's all connected. All the spiritual sides of things are all connected with our ability to, you know, tune in and do the readings and you know, and give people the information that they're looking for. I think it gets, you know, some of the stuff gets a little deep, and I think tonight we're going to get into a little bit of that, because when you talk parallel universes, when I saw that come up on, you know, my website, on my email, I was like, oh, got to do it. I mean, I just love that. Because I don't understand it completely. So it's really nice to have somebody to talk to and to educate the listeners about things like this. So the first thing I want to get to is about parallel universes. And I know in your book you mentioned that you've traveled to parallel universes, and I wanted to ask what actually takes place when you do that. What is a parallel universe, and what happens? How do you travel there, and what happens when you do?
Parallel universes.
Are other universes besides the ones that we're in now, and we're in a universe, you know, with the Earth and the Moon and the Sun and the stars and many other different star systems and planets, but there are also other universes that exist that are independent of ours, and they may have different planets and stars and people and other beings in them as, you know, the same as ours does. And some of them are even universes that have duplicate Earths in them. And a lot of people that I'm finding are actually crossing over, like slipping over into these parallel universes, especially the ones that have duplicate copies of the Earth in them. And usually what happens, you don't have to get on a space, you know, UFO or a rocket or a spaceship or anything like that. What usually happens is these parallel universes exist at a different energy vibration. So some of them might be at a higher energy vibration than ours. Some might be lower, which means some might be more positive than ours. Some might be more negative than ours. And so usually what happens is a person's energy vibration, their own personal energy vibration, will be adjusted either up or down in order to match the energy vibration of whatever universe they're going to, because your energy vibration has to match wherever you're going to. So that's usually what takes place. No traveling in spaceships or anything like that. It's just simply an adjustment in energy vibration.
Do you find people have a hard time understanding the concept of parallel universes? Because we are kind of, I don't know, we kind of center our lives around us being, you know, very dimensional and very really, you know, thinking that we're it, you know, this is it. This is it, you know, our universe is the only universe. So how do you find that most people handle that?
It's true, some people have a difficult time understanding the concept, or some people don't believe at all whatsoever, but, you know, more and more people are tending to have these types of paranormal experiences now that they say the veil is kind of lifting, that now people are having more spiritual and paranormal experiences. So because people are having so many different experiences or hearing of others having these types of experiences, I think people are now tending to believe more and have a more open mind towards it. And I think a lot of TV shows actually and movies are tending to help, even though a lot of times what's shown could be, you know, fantasy and beyond what truly happens, and some of them are actually pretty accurate, but those tend to open people's minds as well too.
So what's going on though? What do you, when you're traveling to these other universes, what's actually happening on these other universes? What does, you know what I mean? What does it mean? Are there other worlds like ours, or is it just different? I mean, in what way?
Well, the ones that I've gone to are like ours. The Earth is there. The Earth is duplicated there. And from the stories that I've heard of other people, because people have been approaching me in regards to it as well, we seem to go to other duplicate Earths. But I know that they're probably, I just haven't traveled to them, places that are totally different, you know, with totally different beings and totally different landscape and everything.
Do you think, so a duplicate Earth, what does that mean, that we're duplicated? The people on Earth are duplicated?
What I find, and it gets really interesting, because what I find is when I go and other people have had the same experiences, when you go to another universe that has the Earth in it, you know, it's another copy of the Earth similar to the one that we're on right now, people, your family is still there, and for the most part, everybody's still there. However, people tend to, mostly celebrities, it's very interesting, there's a phenomenon in which people will notice that certain celebrities might be dead in one universe or alive in another, or they recall someone having died, you know, years ago, and now all of a sudden they go to this other universe briefly and they're hearing stories of them being alive. So then you're starting to question your memory. I thought so-and-so died type of a thing. And so it gets quite interesting. And I work with a lot of wildlife outside, helping wildlife. And I noticed that, you know, I go from one universe to another and one group of animals, they totally disappear, and then I'm with a totally different group, and then months later I'll be back with a group that I was with months ago, you know. So it's quite interesting. People are duplicated, but sometimes, mostly celebrities, though, tend to, you know, not be there.
So how do you, and I don't know if you can, but how can you, like, make this concept rational for people at all? I mean, is there a way for people, you know, the average person to really comprehend the idea of being and living in a parallel universe, kind of doing the same thing they're doing? You know what I mean? Like having multiple lives and different universes. I mean, is there a way? One of my things is, as a metaphysician, I'm open to anything. But one thing that really screws my head up is when I start thinking about parallel universes and when I think of time as being something besides linear, when I think of everything happening at the same time, you know what I mean? I get a little, that's where my logic mind, my logical mind kind of takes over, and I'm not really able to comprehend it as much as I can comprehend there being an afterlife and there being, a thin veil between here and that afterlife. Do you have a way of making skeptics get it at all?
The only thing I can say is that, you know, we are multidimensional beings. You know, there's more to life than just the physical universe that we live in. I mean, everything here looks solid and physical, but really everything is energy. And so the energy exists at different speeds or rates of vibration. And so there are different places that exist that are at different rates of energy or speeds of energy. And the only thing that I can say is, I mean, science is actually doing experiments right now, and they're very close. They're already proving that parallel universe exists, because the magazine Scientific American had a magazine article out back in June 2011 in which it stated that scientists were experimenting with birds, crystals, and plants with quantum teleportation, which means that they are experimenting with teleporting birds, crystals, and plants and other large objects, teleporting them from one location to another without using any physical means of doing so. They're just, these objects disappear and then reappear somewhere else. And that's one of the phenomena that occurs when you travel from one universe to another. I mean, objects tend to disappear and reappear, and things can be not be there, and in one place they're there, and another place they're not there, and, you know, vanishing and disappearing. So scientists, for the skeptics, I can just say, you know, science is actually right now to the point of proving that they really do exist.
Right. And I think that, you know, everybody's looking for scientific proof, and I that's my whole thing with Just Believe. You know, I mean, that's why my show's named Just Believe, my book's called Just Believe, and that's even my hashtag, Just Believe. Anyway, because, I mean, there's so much that can't be proven that, or that's very difficult to prove, or that might not be proven in our lifetimes, but, our lifetime, but might be proven, you know, soon after that, as being real, that we've all thought of as, people get religion. People, I think, mostly get the idea of a God, of Jesus, of Buddha, of Krishna, of, you know, whatever. You know, they kind of get all of that. But when it comes to, and that's something they can't see or touch or really prove, but at the same time, when it comes to psychic phenomena, and when it comes to, you know, then you get maybe a 20 or 30%, you know, people that believe in it. But then when you get to parallel universes and when you get to, some of the other things that, you know, the fifth dimension and star seeds and past lives, people just, their heads get, you know, just, they get a headache because it's just too much, I guess too much for them to some point. Now, I'm assuming in your research and what you've been doing, you have met other people who have also traveled to parallel universes, right?
Yes, I have. Ever since I wrote my book, Traveling to Parallel Universes, people have been approaching me and telling me of their experiences. And so it's very interesting. When I first started experiencing all of this and started, you know, documenting things that were happening, I thought maybe, you know, at first I questioned it. Is this really happening? And then I thought maybe I was the only one experiencing it. But later I found out after I published my book that other people are also experiencing it as well.
So is this during a meditative state? Is this during a dream state? What's going on with your physical body when you're actually doing this travel?
Actually, no, it's not during a meditative state nor any kind of astral travel or anything like that. It happens quite unexpectedly, actually. I could be home alone or out taking a walk, you know, or out in the woods taking care of the animals that I take care of, and it just happens, and I feel energy adjustments taking place in my body. If I'm going to a universe that's of a higher energy vibration than the one I'm currently in, or a more positive universe, I'll actually feel like I'm going through cleansing, like energy healing, like a gray cloud is being lifted off from me. I'll feel lighter energetically, like negative energy is coming off from me to speed up my energy vibration. But if I'm going to a universe that's of a lower or more negative energy vibration, I'll feel waves, strong waves of negative energy coming upon me and lowering my energy vibration. And so that's really what happens. Your energy vibration is being adjusted to go to wherever it is that you're going to.
And what happens, I mean, are you spending time there?
I do. Usually, I mean, it can be anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours, a few days, or, you know, longer. It just depends.
And what happens to your physical body while you're traveling to the other universes? Like, how much time has elapsed here in your body in this universe?
Usually, it seems that the same amount of time has passed, which is interesting. So it makes me believe, you know, if I'm gone somewhere for, say, a couple of weeks or something, that something is going on. Someone is one of those duplicate, you know, copies of me must be here taking my place while I'm gone, because otherwise, you know, I would be absent for that huge amount of time. And
well,
that's what I'm thinking.
If you're saying like you're in the woods, I mean, what the heck? Do you stay in the woods?
Exactly. Well, it seems like, you know, if I'm out in the woods, say, taking care of the animals, and I notice that I'm starting to go through the energy adjustments to go somewhere else, I actually end up in the woods in the new universe, you know, that I'm in. So I don't end up in a totally foreign place or a totally different place. The duplicate of the woods is there, and that's where I end up. So there's continuity, thank God. Otherwise, I don't think I would be able to keep it together mentally, probably.
I wouldn't think so either. That would be pretty tough to do. And I know you talked a little bit about the scientific research that's out there in regards to parallel universes when we were talking. What's the latest with that research?
The latest that I know of is that scientists are just, you know, experimenting because they know that particles and things can exhibit behavior of like disappearing and reappearing at a small, you know, subtle level. And so now they are experimenting with larger things, like, you know, the birds and the crystals and the plants.
Right.
And I don't think they've done it with humans yet, which would be kind of scary, but they're working on a bigger, more quantum level and trying to prove that yes, it can happen at a more quantum level instead of just at a small subatomic level with like atoms or particles and things of that nature.
Have we, there's so many questions, but I guess my thought is, you know, has anybody in the scientific community that is studying this type of thing reached out to you or anyone you know of that's had the same sort of experiences and wanted information from you, wanted to study you? I mean, not like lab rat stuff, but I'm saying, like, you know, just to be able to try and figure out what it is that allows this to happen with you and not everyone.
Yes, actually, since I published my book, a lady contacted me via Facebook, and she said that she's doing research on parallel universes, and she was getting a copy of my book, you know, to include with her research. And then I had one gentleman who contacted me who was working more along a quantum physics, you know, area, and he contacted me and found it, my experiences, to be interesting because he said they coincided with some of the areas of research that he was familiar with. And then I also have had others, you know, contact me. And I'm also in contact with realityshifters.com is the website. Cynthia Sue Larson, she's a best-selling author also, and she wrote a book, Reality Shifts. And she studied quantum physics in college, and so she has a scientific background, so she knows a lot about the research behind all of this. And so we've been in contact. She's had similar experiences as mine, and she mentions some of them in her book, Reality Shifts. And so it's very interesting that someone coming from a scientific background has noticed, had these similar experiences,
right,
and is validating them.
Right. That's what I'm getting to, is that, you know, you would think that if there are people interested enough in researching it, that there would be people that are reaching out to anyone who has written a book or come out public and said, hey, you know, this is happening to me. I mean, it would be definitely something, if it were my job to research this, you know, I certainly want to talk to other people, you know, that are, or talk to people that are actually experiencing it, you know, and figure out what's going on. What do you think makes you, and you may not know, and that's fine, but what do you think makes you able to experience this and I'm not able to experience this, or, you know, your next door neighbor is not able to experience it? What do you think it is about you that makes you and the people that are able to do this, able to do this, I guess?
Well, I think that everything happens for a reason, and usually if it happens to someone, there's a reason why it should be happening. Like, for example, there's something in that other universe that we could experience for our soul growth, and we won't experience it here where we are currently, so we temporarily jump over to the other parallel universe to experience whatever it is we need to experience. And in some cases, it even happens to protect us. I've heard stories of people who jump in the nick of time out of harm's way into, you know, a parallel universe, like they're about to get into a car accident. They have a car coming right at them, and all of a sudden they're somewhere in a parallel universe where there's no car in sight anywhere. So I've heard stories about people jumping to safety, and other stories, you know, of people needing to learn something. I had an interesting experience on a radio show, actually, and I was starting out a radio show, and the radio show host was a little rude, you know, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a great radio show interview, and I really didn't even want to continue. It just kind of started off on the wrong foot,
right.
And I thought, you know, hopefully this thing gets better, but then I felt adjustments taking place, like I was leaving and going elsewhere, and then all of a sudden everything switched. It was like everything was perfect, everything was okay. He was like really friendly and really, you know, interesting, and shared his experiences and everything else. And so it was very interesting because it seemed like I jumped to a different place to avoid being, you know, in a negative situation where the guy was rude and, you know, everything. So sometimes it's for protection.
He had you on the show to, what, just try to discredit you, or?
I didn't believe so. He had had some experiences, mostly with astral traveling and out-of-body experiences, and I'm not really sure if that's just his personality or what. But I just felt like it was going to be a very negative situation with the way it started out, and it seemed like I left to go to a place where it was more protective, you know, more positive, which thank God I did.
That's actually really kind of cool. I want to kind of segue into what we were talking about with a relationship to past lives, because I know you also have a book out, Meditations for Past Lives, Starseeds, Soulmates, and Beyond. And I know you talk about, you know, self-hypnosis and how you can use self-hypnosis to bring yourself to those past lives. And I'm a big past life fan. I love talking about past lives. I believe, you know, I believe in past lives. I believe in future lives. I absolutely comprehend that. Don't ask me why that's so easy for me to understand. And linear time is like my, you know, that's the furthest I can go, but that's it for me right now. I keep thinking that will change and that'll grow. But talk to me a little bit about past lives and future lives. Where does that fit into parallel universes? Could parallel universes be linked to, if time is not linear, if everything is happening at the same time, can you be living a past life and a future life as well as your current life in parallel universes all at the same time?
Well, we splinter off as a soul from our oversoul. Our oversoul is our main soul, and we splinter off and become our own soul. And there are other souls that could splinter off from our oversoul and live independent lives separate from our lives, and they could very well be on a timeline that's totally set in a totally different time, like back in the 1800s or, you know, 1,000 years into the future, or back, you know, during the World War One or Two or whatever. So there are definitely different timelines that aren't necessarily exactly where we are in time. And so people, souls, can be there, you know, incarnated and living a life in a totally different time period than what we're living right now.
Right.
And so in that sense, that's how I could tie it into parallel universes. They would be those people on those different timelines that are, you know, back in, say, the 1700s or whatever, would be in a totally different universe from where we are now. So that's how I can tie the two together.
Okay. I'm like, past lives really interest me, and I know people, I mean, my clients always want to know about past life stuff. Because it's just fascinating to think, wow, who was I in a past life and all of that. And I've done actual hypnosis and been put under and been able, well, put under is, you know, is I think a ridiculous term, and I use it only because everybody understands it, but you're not really under anything. I mean, you're kind of just in, I think it's just kind of maybe an alpha state of brainwave activity. You're just, it's just a very relaxed place, and the hypnosis allows you to, you know, the person doing the hypnosis, I guess, the hypnotist allows you to get back into, talks you into this relaxed state, and then allows you to travel back, or I would assume forward if that's what you were interested in doing in time. And so you can tell what your past life was about. I've had, I think, 3 past life regressions done, and each one completely explained, a part of my personality, a fear, maybe unreasonable fear that I never understood that I had. And I'm not talking spiders and stuff like that. I'm talking like, you know, like things happening in my life that I was very, very worried about happening, even though it was silly to be worried about something so, you know, something so small, well, big, but something, the chances of it happening were so small. So it's really explained a lot to me. I have never, however, been able to self-hypnotize myself. I have never been able to do that. And I know in your book, Meditations for Past Life, Starseeds, Soulmates, and Beyond, you actually have meditations in there that help people explore these things. How can you explain to the listeners what self-hypnosis is and how it works?
Yes, self-hypnosis, it's safe. And like you said, it's you don't go under, you're not asleep or anything. And what it is a deep relaxation, and it's like a state of consciousness. It's actually we go in and out of a similar state every day. For instance, if we're daydreaming or we're in between that, you know, in that hypnagogic state between waking and sleeping, although hypnosis, we're not asleep during hypnosis. It's similar to when we're so engrossed in a movie or a book that we don't notice what's going on around us, or we see the characters in the book in our mind's eye, the scene unfolding. It's similar to that, and it's actually a heightened state of awareness. Your conscious mind and all the chatter from your conscious mind is turned off temporarily, and you're able to access the memories in your subconscious mind. That's where the past life memories come from, the memories in your subconscious mind. And then you can also tap into your higher mind or your superconscious mind as well. So you can get very helpful and useful information. You can heal and really help yourself by using self-hypnosis or going to a hypnotherapist and having them help you out with it.
Right. Right. I think it's been very, very healing for me to do. Like I said, I haven't been able to do it myself, but I'm a certified hypnotherapist, so I am able to do it for other people. And I have had it done by another hypnotherapist. And I think there's an incredible amount of understanding. You kind of come to understand yourself a lot more when you do it. So I think there's a lot of, not, you know, like you're saying, your physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing that can come from a past life regression or a hypnotherapy session, or even a reading, you know, just a past life reading. I think it really helps you to understand about, you know, your soul, you know, on a soul level. How can you explain what star seeds are to people that may not know?
Star seeds are people that have been incarnated on planets other than the Earth, and some people actually remember, you know, actually living elsewhere. And a lot of those people will often feel like they don't belong here. They don't understand the violence of the earth and the darkness. They have a hard time dealing with it. And they feel like they're here to help in a major way somehow. And some people may not realize that they're even a starseed, or some people want to find out, you know. And I read somewhere, I don't know exactly where it was, that a lot of us, or most of us, have been incarnated elsewhere anyways, and so our origins may not necessarily be here, and it's nothing to be scared of or frightened of. It's just a part of who we are and where we came from and how we've evolved as a soul.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, and I know people talk about, you know, star seeds and you know, and the correlation between that and parallel universes and, you know, other planets and all of that. And I don't know if it's Hollywood or what it is, but something has caused us all to think if there are parallel universes, well, that means that, you know, it was like an ET kind of thing, like we lived in some kind of body, like, you know, like ET or some of the stuff you see in the movie with the, you know, Martians or whatever, you know, and that's not necessarily what they're talking about with parallel universes. Explain also, if you can, and you don't mind, what alternate reality lives are.
Yes, alternate reality lives are our oversoul, our main soul. We splinter off from that to form us, you know, the soul that we are. We came from our oversoul, but our oversoul can splinter off and form other individual independent souls from us, and they can be living a life in a totally different universe, which would be an alternate reality life, or they could even be incarnated right here on our current Earth, and we don't even know about it. They could be living on the other side of the Earth, you know, or even, you know, the next town over for all we know, but they splinter off from our oversoul. And the interesting thing is, even though they live a totally separate life from ours, sometimes because we're connected through our oversoul, some of the issues from their lives might bleed through, or the information from their lives might bleed through into our lives, like strong preferences that they have, or likes or dislikes or issues may bleed through that don't make any sense for our current life, and you're wondering where in the world, you know, did that come from? And if you use hypnosis or self-hypnosis, it's interesting because sometimes you can find that some of the issues that you have actually stem from not even you, like another soul that splintered off from your oversoul.
Right. You're saying the oversoul would be the whole soul, and the splintering off would be pieces of your soul?
Right. There would be the oversoul, if you think of it, like kind of like if you're thinking of a hierarchy kind of a chart, if you think of it visually like that, if you imagine it like that, like the oversoul is up there and we splinter off. And it can splinter off and form other souls that are individual and living separate lives that are independent from our life as well.
Right. What do you think the benefits are for someone to explore, you know, their alternate reality lives?
I think the benefit lies in the fact that, you know, sometimes their issues can bleed through to our lives and cause issues in our lives. And so sometimes we can free up the energy and eliminate the blockages that are being caused. I've found, because I've done a lot of self-hypnosis, and most of my issues stem from my past lives and some from my current lives. Very few do stem from the alternate reality lives, but mostly it has been like preferences and likes and dislikes bleeding through that don't make any sense for my current life. But occasionally I've stumbled upon issues that are actually coming from, you know, another soul that splintered off from my oversoul, and it's bleeding through into my life and causing an issue in my life. And through self-hypnosis, I've found, you know, that issue and where the root cause of it is, and I was able to, you know, eliminate it so that I don't have the issue anymore in my current life. So the benefit would be, you know, for healing on a physical, emotional, you know, spiritual level and mental level, whatever level you need healing on.
How do you tell the difference between whether it was a past life issue or an alternate reality issue, or even a parallel universe issue, if it can be a parallel universe? I guess it can, right?
Right. Well, usually whenever I do self-hypnosis, if I'm trying to deal with an issue, say I have a fear of going into the water swimming for some reason, what I'll do when I do self-hypnosis is I'll take myself to the root cause of the issue. Where did the issue first begin? And my mind will show me exactly where the issue took place, and all this information will come through to me, and I'll know, you know, I'll see people in there, and well, I record my own cassette tapes, and I ask questions beforehand, like, what year is it, you know, where are you, and all this sort of a thing, so I'll get an idea of, was it a past life back, you know, in the 1400s, did I drown in a lake or a river or something, and that's why I'm scared to go into the water type of a thing, or was it totally somewhere different, you know, an alternate reality life that I didn't actually live, but another soul connected to me did live. So by going back to that root cause of the issue, I can find out exactly where the issue began.
Can you talk someone else through this? Could you like talk somebody else through a hypnosis session or a self-hypnosis session or something like that to help them to understand what it is? I mean, because this doesn't come obviously easy to everyone to be able to, I mean, you know, obviously you realize that, you know, that this is a gift for you. You know, this is a gift that you have, the ability to do it so readily and so automatically. Are you able to help other people? Obviously through your books you are, but are you able to do that one-on-one with people at all?
Yes, I can do that. I've helped people before on a one-to-one basis, and yes, I do that.
I would think that would be something, you know, even from my perspective, and, I would want, if I'm going there, I definitely want professional help to get there. Just because I think there's just a normal fear of getting lost. How do you know? What if it's better in this other life and you kind of want to stay there? You know, I mean, get yourself back. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that opens a whole can of worms to me thinking, you know, if it's all happening at the same time, then what if you're like, oh, this one's kind of better. I think I'll just stay in this reality. And then who moves into the reality that you're in? And do you ever even know you were gone? I mean, you know you were gone. Would most people even know they were gone?
What I found with the parallel universes, this isn't dealing with hypnosis because, you know, hypnosis, nobody's
right.
ever gotten stuck into hypnosis.
Right,
you
right,
always
yeah.
come out. But thinking about parallel universes and not hypnosis, it seems like people... They haven't noticed that I'm gone, so it seems like someone else must step in. There must be, like, musical chairs happening. But
right.
it seems like at first when I started experiencing the parallel universe phenomenon, it seemed like I would never go back to a previous place. And so that was very odd. But then later on within the past, I don't know, year or so, I started going back to where I was previously. I would go somewhere temporarily and then go back, and so I would, you know, not totally disappear or vanish forever type of a situation. So you can go back, and usually I find now I usually go back.
What is, I know you talk about something called a power animal. What are power animals?
Power animals, they're like spirit guides. They're similar to spirit guides. You can call on them for assistance, for guidance, or if you're working on special projects, you can call on them for assistance. Or if, say, you need strength or a certain characteristic that you need, you can call on them for assistance. And I do include a meditation in my book. It's quite interesting, that takes you on a journey to meet your power animal and to see, because we each have a power animal, at least one of them, a specific animal, and I take you on that journey to see which animal is yours, and I'll ask it for advice if it has any information for you, so they can be used as guidance and to give you some valuable information.
So is that like your animal totem, I guess?
Yes, it would be similar to that, yes.
Okay. All right. And you have a book called How to Achieve Fifth Dimension Consciousness, and you talk about energy vibration. Can you tell people about what your energy vibration is and why that energy vibration is so important in each of our lives?
Sure. Yeah, everything is energy. There's nothing in existence that isn't energy. And because everything is energy, that energy has a certain speed or velocity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And even our soul is energy. It's based on energy. It's made up of energy. So our soul even has its own specific energy vibration. So our soul, the energy of our soul is also vibrating at a certain speed or velocity. And what happens is, as our soul goes through growth and goes through experiences, our consciousness evolves and our energy vibration actually speeds up. And so what is interesting is our energy vibration speeds up as we go through soul growth, but then there are also things, you know, situations that can actually slow our vibration down a bit, you know, block our energy, like trauma and negative experiences. And a lot of times just being in a negative environment with negative energy, that negative energy can stick to us and slow our vibration down a little bit. And so it's important for us to know what our energy vibration is or be familiar with it and want to achieve a higher energy vibration, because it has to do with our soul growth and the evolution of our soul.
Right.
And also it can affect our health and our well-being and our financial abundance and a whole lot of other issues in our lives.
And that's really important, because, I mean, I think anybody listening to this show is obviously interested in their spiritual side, their interested in metaphysics, and interested in soul growth. I mean, I think that people understand that that's kind of what that people that are listening to this type of a show understand, that soul growth is kind of what it's all about. That's the reason for the past lives. That's the reason for, you know, the existences of parallel universes, alternate realities, and all of these different things. It's all about the growth of our soul. Do you have I'm going to take a short commercial break because I want to talk to you about fifth dimension consciousness next. But do you have a concept, an idea in your own mind of why our souls, what are our souls ultimately trying to achieve?
Yes, our souls are ultimately trying to achieve, we're here to learn from experiences, and we're here to get away from the negativity by learning through experiences. So we're trying to evolve our consciousness and our soul and become basically the best that we can possibly be, and going through the experiences in life that teach us. And so that's what we're here for.
What do you think, do you relate that to God, do you make that in any way a religious kind of thing, or are souls trying to be more like God or godlike or anything of that sort?
I would say that we are, because if the concept that people have of God is that God is perfect, you know, kind, gentle, loving, and all of that. And so we're on this journey here to become that. We're here to learn to become patient and kind and loving and generous and all of those things, because we all know life can be pretty negative at times here on the earth, and we don't, you know, always behave in such ways. But I think we're here to become better people and to be the best that we can be.
Right. I think that's true, and I do think it's related to basically, you know, getting back to being as close to God as we can. I mean, that's always been kind of my feeling on it. I want to take a real short commercial break, run a PSA or two, and then I will be back with you to talk about parallel universes. So everyone, hang up. Oh, I'm sorry, not parallel universes. Duh, we already covered that. I mean fifth dimension consciousness. So everybody hang in there for just a minute, and let me run some promos here, and I will be back with more from Trish Lesage in just a minute.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the Right Stream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's L-I-S-A-T-A-R-V-E-S. For details on all the services I offer, information on my book and my radio show, there are many amazing guests and fascinating topics scheduled for the show in the upcoming months. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Just Believe Radio with Lisa Tarvis and Trish Lesage, who's my guest today. Obviously, that commercial is a little outdated because my show used to be on at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Now it's on at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I guess I'm going to have to re-record that one at some point. I haven't played that in a while. Didn't hear it. So got to get that one out of there. Anyway, show is obviously on 7 p.m. Eastern each Sunday. Anyway, we're back with Trish Lesage, and I wanted to talk a little bit your book. It's your latest book on the fifth dimension consciousness, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I want to talk. What is, I guess, the fifth dimension consciousness?
Well, the fifth dimension consciousness is going to another level of consciousness. We're currently on the third dimension Earth, and we're currently at a third dimension state of consciousness. And we all know that life here can be beautiful and wonderful, but it can also be negative. There's a lot of crime and war and greed, materialism, people harming one another here on the third dimension Earth. And the fifth dimension level of consciousness, actually, once a person reaches that level of consciousness, they transcend that negativity. They tend to behave better. They don't have, you know, they watch. They don't tend to harm one another. The greed in hurting others, you know, goes away. It seems like people evolve their consciousness. They're not just here to gain materialism, material things and money. And so it's people shift to a higher level of consciousness. They transcend that third dimensional Earth negativity.
Right, which is so, okay. So that said, which is, you know, a great way of explaining it. How do we get there? How do we reach that?
Well, a lot of times it takes place naturally as we evolve our consciousness through our soul growth, which means, you know, when we go through the experiences, and sometimes, unfortunately, the experiences are negative and painful here on the Earth, as we all know, but they're there for a reason. There's something we're supposed to learn from those experiences, and the other people involved, they're supposed to learn from those experiences too. Those experiences shape us, and they help us to grow and to become better and eventually help us to transcend the negativity to become better people here. So it happens in that way, and we can also actually make a conscious effort to be more mindful of our actions and the words that we speak and, you know, trying to be better people, you know, being more kind and patient and not being greedy and hurting others and all of that, and so that we ourselves can put an effort into transcending the negativity of the third dimension.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, I think we all recognize, I think even on the third dimension, we're all at different levels of consciousness and, you know, in many ways. Some of us are much more, I like to say deeper than others in some ways, spiritually aware. You know, there are lots of ways to phrase it. Of course, my brain's not working well because it's Sunday and I'm tired, but but, you know, bottom line is that, you know, there are lots of different levels of consciousness, I think, in every one of the dimensions. So, you know, I think that that's a really cool thing to think of us reaching fifth dimension consciousness. Now, can you do that through meditation? Can you do that through hypnosis? Or is
you
it just
can.
Something that your soul has to evolve to?
Well, you can temporarily view or astral travel to other dimensions if your vibration is high enough. But being in that state of mind permanently or for a longer duration of time is something that you have to evolve to, either through the experiences in life or really being aware of everything and really making a conscious effort and caring, you know, to be the best that you can be.
Right, and that's true. I mean, a lot of it is about caring and, you know, wanting to be better, you know, and realizing that you're not perfect and, you know, all of that too. You know, I mean, I think everybody's pretty aware of their, well, I hope everyone's pretty aware of their not being perfect and their, you know, being able to evolve. And I guess what you're saying is the fifth dimension would be the place to evolve to, yes?
Yes. That's correct, yes, because we're here to learn and to grow, you know, and to evolve, and so it'd be something that we could aspire to so that we can transcend the negativity. And what I've found, it's related to parallel universes too, because I was in one place in which it was positive in the sense that everything seemed to manifest very quickly there. It's like you could put a half-hearted thought into something and it would manifest instantaneously. So it seems like even on a manifestation level, if you're at a higher energy vibration or a higher level of consciousness, things just, miracles start to happen, or just opportunities come, or things manifest more quickly. And so it's something, you know, that we could all aspire to be the best that we can be. And the idea, too, is to get rid of the negativity of the third dimension, to transcend it and to live a more happy life filled full of joy and better well-being and everything.
And happiness is, you know, I always tell people, happiness is what it's all about. I mean, really, ultimately, I think we're here to find happiness. We're here to be happy. I mean, that's what God wants for us, is to be happy. And I think that when we've found true happiness and we can live our lives and say that pretty much every day to day, you know, we are all going to have our issues, we're all going to have problems, but day to day that we're happy, you know, I think that makes you a very evolved person right there. Because those of us that stay stuck in with the problems in our lives and only focus on the bad and don't, you know, recognize all the good and don't practice gratitude and that sort of thing, I think that's what makes us, or keeps us, I'm not going to say makes us, because I think, you know, that's part of the evolving process, but I think that keeps us at a lower vibration and a lower level of consciousness.
Yes, it can. If we, you know, I have a blog article on my website. A good practice to do is, you know, each night before you go to bed or when you wake up, probably, you know, when you wake up in the morning, think of three things that you can be grateful for that happened the day before, like three good things that happened to set the tone for the day.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea because I say that all the time. And I, you know, and I also am very, very, very much an honest person to say, and I'm able to say that I certainly don't practice what I preach all the time. I mean, I'd love to, but I mean, it's really hard.
I agree.
Live the life that we're telling everyone else that you need to live and to be happy and to be grateful and all that. It's really, I mean, it's a great speech, and it really does. It makes a difference in our lives, but it's not easy to do. It's every day, like you're saying, it needs to become part of your routine to practice gratitude. And when we practice gratitude, and once a day is great, but if you can do it 20 times a day, just think of a couple things you're just overall happy about or grateful for. I think that you you know, you can find a lot of happiness and you know it just automatically. You know, you can be vibrating at a higher energetic level, and then because of that, be just happy. You know, just happy in general, and that's not easy to do. I mean, we have lots of reasons to be stressed out. We have lots of reasons to be depressed. We have lots of reasons to feel sorry for ourselves. I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on. But I it's amazing to me to see some people in some of the worst situations able to, you know, situations that would be like something you and I would say, I could never handle that. I could never deal with that. And them still be happy and be able to find so much to be grateful for. That always impresses me. We actually do have a caller on the line, and let me just see who we've got here. Hello, a caller from 780.
Hello, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks much.
Did you have a question, Trish?
Yes, I do, Trish. I just wondered, I always get confused, what is the difference between third dimension and fifth dimension? And just wondered, how do we tell if we're actually the other parallel universes? How do we know we're in contact with them and how we're affecting this universe is affecting other multiple universes?
How do we tell if we're in another universe? Is that what your question is?
How do we tell if what we're doing on this plane of existence, this universe, is affecting another parallel universe? How do we know?
I still didn't hear for some reason. I'm not hearing very well.
I think what he's saying is, if what we're doing here is affecting a life that we might be living on another, on a parallel universe? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
How you could tell? I mean, the only way you could really tell if what you're doing here is affecting what you're doing elsewhere, a good way to find that out is through the self-hypnosis, because a lot of times this connection between another alternate reality version of yourself doesn't flow through on a waking conscious level. And I mean, for me, and I'm very highly intuitive, it doesn't come every day, all day long on a daily basis. No. I'll get snippets of information here and there every now and then, but it's not, to be honest with you, it's not very often. And so it's something, if you really want to find out, you could either go to a hypnotherapist or do some self-hypnosis to actually get yourself into that hypnotic state, because you'll be able to better, you know, be able to tell whether what you're doing here is influencing some other part of you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because your other parts of your mind, especially if you're connecting with your higher mind, your superconscious mind, which knows, you know, a lot, would be better able to tell what exactly is going on a higher level than, you know, trying to come up with the information on a waking conscious level. You could try to do it on a waking conscious level by getting yourself in a quiet place and closing your eyes and going within and asking that question and see if anything comes to your mind. But if nothing comes to your mind, then it would best be, you know, to go into a deeper level of relaxation through the hypnosis to access the information.
Okay.
You know, that makes sense. Actually, it kind of makes sense because when you think about how much we're able to achieve when we're not using the conscious mind, you know what I mean? That kind of makes sense. You know, like even for me, like in a dream state, what I'm able to comprehend in a dream state versus what I'm able to comprehend in an awakened state, you know, or a meditative state is very different.
It is. Like when we dream, for example, you may have information come through to you, solutions to your issues or problems that you would have never thought of during a waking conscious state. Like, for example, Thomas Edison couldn't resolve issues regarding inventing the light bulb, and a solution to his problem came to him in the form of a dream. So that, when you're dreaming, that's your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind and superconscious mind have all of this information that we aren't usually don't have access to on a waking conscious level. So if you can put yourself into a state or have someone help you get into a state where you can access those levels of your mind and, you know, temporarily shut off your waking conscious mind, you can access, you know, issues, problems, you know, information about your issues and problems and even about your alternate reality, you know, issues that you're having.
Again, it's a great idea. It's probably not easy to do. I mean, maybe for you it is, Trish. Is it, like, easy for you to get yourself to that place?
It is relatively easy. A lot of times I can just shut my eyes and ask questions and issues. I don't even have to use hypnosis half of the time. I can just shut my eyes and information comes to me, or even as I'm going about my day, information will just come to me on a waking conscious level. But, you know, it doesn't mean if people can't do that, there's something wrong with them or that anybody's superior or inferior. It just means that you might have to dig a little deeply. I don't get all of my information on a waking conscious level. Sometimes I do have to dig deeper, and sometimes it's hard to even come up with it when you dig deeper, because sometimes your subconscious mind will block you from getting information if it needs to protect you or if you're not ready for the information, or if it's going to affect you in a negative way.
Okay.
Does that answer all your questions?
Yes, except for one, the fifth dimension and third dimension. I always hear that all the time. I get confused what it means, actually.
Well, the third dimension is, a lot of people call it third density, because people get confused when we say dimension, because people often think of dimensions as height, width, and length. But we're on the third dimension Earth, so it just means that the Earth is vibrating and everybody on it within a certain range, so that we can all inhabit the Earth at a certain energy vibration. And when we evolve enough our consciousness, our soul growth, you know, increases, and our energy vibration of our soul increases, and we can start to transcend the third dimension negativity. And a lot of times it will happen right when you're here on the third dimension Earth. I mean, your mind, it's like switches to a whole different level. Like, it's as if everything negative starts to be filtered out. You know, you're not feeling negative anymore. You're not, you know, acting in a negative way. Negative thoughts aren't streaming into your mind as much anymore. You're feeling happier, you're feeling healthier, type of a thing. So it's like a state of being and a state of mind. It's transcending the negativity.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. It actually, I mean, I've been studying this stuff my whole life, and it actually, it's a little deep for me. So, I mean, and I know people get it more than I do. A lot of people get it, obviously, Trish being one of them. But, you know,
a lot of people listening get it a lot more than I do. But it's I think really fascinating. I mean, it's just so mind-boggling how there's so much more depth to our lives, to our multiple lives. It's really fascinating.
It can be.
I'm much better. Like I can't self. I said before, I can't get there self hypnotizing myself. I can't. I've tried a billion times, and I can't right now. I work on it, and I'm hoping to be able to. I have not had any success up to now doing it. I'm easily hypnotized by someone else, and I certainly can get into that. That inner consciousness level through dream, in a dream state, but not waking without hypnosis from someone else. So, I'm sorry. What was our caller's first name?
Jay.
Sorry, forgot that. I don't know why I was thinking Steve. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, Jay, are you able to? Have you ever tried self-hypnosis?
Actually, no.
No, yeah, I'm always curious to see how many people are successful with it, because apparently a lot more than I thought. Like, I thought it was like a rare thing to be able to do, and I'm apparently, if you try it, it's not, it's not something that's so hard to do. And on Trisha's website, by the way, which is, let me find it. It's Beyond 3D, the number 3D, letter D, beyond3dbooks.com. She has. All her information, and she talks about. Do you have any of the self-hypnosis scripts there, or is it just through the book?
It's through the book, but I am planning on possibly writing a blog article either next month or in July, a hypnosis script that people can use to do a past life, to go back in time to see if they ever lived a past life with their cat or dog or other animal. I thought that would be kind of cool if people would see, if they've ever lived with their favorite animal before, and allow people to use it, have a friend read it to them as they're relaxing, or they can record it, on a cheap tape recorder, a digital recorder, or on some free software off the internet and then listen back to it, type of a thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That might be fun.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun for people.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. All right, thanks for calling in, Jay. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, it was
great
nice speaking with you.
Thanks, Trish.
Right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We do have another caller holding. I think it might be a Skype caller because it's all ones, and that's usually a Skype caller that's all ones. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I do have a question. Thank you, Lisa, and hello, Trish.
Hello.
I have enjoyed really listening to you. My question is on the flip side of the other caller. I'm doing a lot of work on the other side, like in my dream state, and I mean a lot of work, like healing and just doing a lot of things for different people that are on the other side. And I'm just wondering, does that, it has affected my life here in the 3D, definitely, and I'm getting answers to problems, and I'm, solving problems on the other side, and just a lot of stuff. But the reason why I ask this question is because we all want to do some type of spiritual work, and I feel that all my work is being done there in this alternate reality place, this other dimension, and I wanted to find out what you feel about that.
I think that it's possible to be doing work. You say that, are you helping people that have passed away or people here that are still physically incarnated in your dream state?
Both. I'm helping people that have crossed over. I'm helping people that are still alive. Some people even tell me that I come into their dreams here in this reality. So I know it's happening. I'm just doing a lot of work. and the stuff that happens I could never do here in this in this dimension. It's just impossible. But you know, it kind of fits in with what you're talking about with this multi-dimension. It just baffled me. I didn't even know what was going on.
So yours is always during a dream state then?
Yes, I go into this really deep dream meditation, and every single night I astral travel. I go into these other dimensions. I've healed people in different dimensions, and then now they're taking me into another dimension where there's violent souls, and I guess to test to see how I was going to do it, and I just can't handle that particular dimension.
Trish, have you heard about anything like this before?
To be honest with you, I haven't, but I totally believe it because it sounds like, you know, you're a light worker here that was sent here to do that type of work specifically. I mean, I've done astral travel and have helped souls through astral travel before, but I will it to happen. I don't fall asleep at night and it happens. I'm awake and then I put myself in that state of mind and I go and do it, but I believe that you're here to specifically do that type of work, and so you're helping people in that way. We're all here as light workers, you know, helping in our own specific individual way. I think it sounds really fascinating what you're doing, actually.
It's really cool. It actually, the energy doesn't come directly from me because I don't feel drained when I'm doing it. And it actually heals me at the same time, and it's beautiful, and I absolutely love it, except when I have to go to that other dimension where there's souls that are very mean. And I'm having to talk with them and help them, and I just have not been able to complete that task yet with that type of energy, the mean energy.
It's hard. I know. I understand what you mean because with my journeys to parallel universes, I often do find myself in negative universes, and I didn't state it in my book as much because I didn't want to focus on the negative. I wanted the book to be more, you know, uplifting, so I wrote more about positivity. But I understand what you mean because when you go into those places, it can be... If you're a loving, gentle, sweet soul, it can be hard when the souls there are mean, and it can drain your energy, and you can feel their negative energy as well affecting you. And so it can be a real challenge to be in places like that. And sometimes I've found that those beings, and I don't want to say that I'm superior or anything like that. It's not the way that I mean it, but sometimes it's very difficult to get through to some of those individuals is what I've found, and maybe you've found that to be the case as well, that sometimes you can explain things in a perfectly good way, and because they're in a negative place programmed to the negative way and they're of negative polarity, it's hard to get through to them sometimes.
Yes, and I end up waking up crying, actually. It hurts me so bad. That energy is so mean. And I didn't even know that existed, but I think the spirit is letting me test out different areas. I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing, but I that's just what I feel because I'm taken to different areas and I'm doing different types of work.
Oh, pardon?
That's where all my work is. It's, you know.
Do you feel like you get any rest at night? Do you feel like you're rested when you wake up?
At first I was waking up so drained, mm-hmm. and then I did ask the spirit to kind of help me with that, and then now I'm doing much better. But I do have to take a nap throughout the day.
Right.
Thank goodness I work at home because I'm able to take that. I do have to take a nap. I do wake up drained sometimes.
I feel like I'm
just working all night long.
Right. That's what I would think. I mean, I know I can wake up from a dream exhausted. You know what I mean? So I would think that when you're doing that kind of work on a soul level, on a spiritual level, that it's, I would be exhausted. You know, I think that makes sense. So, wow.
It's exhausting, but I absolutely look forward to it because I get to do things that I don't do here in this dimension when I'm awake. And it's just so exciting to me. I just absolutely love it. But, yes, I do wake up drained sometimes.
Yeah.
I think these types of situations, you just hit on something very important, and that's probably why I also travel to these parallel universes, because during our normal waking everyday life, we don't always get to experience for our soul growth these types of experiences. Our lives can tend to be pretty mundane and ordinary, but then we are taken into these different realms, these different dimensions to help out or to grow in some way, to have experiences that there's no way that we're ever going to get by just staying here, going through our ordinary daily lives.
Yeah, and I'm the type of person, I need a lot of excitement in my life because I do get bored sometimes. And I'm just thinking that that's maybe why I'm experiencing all this. But it's exciting. I love it. It's wonderful, and it has helped me to get some issues resolved. Definitely, I have found some answers to some problems.
Talking to you guys is making me feel like I'm a shallow human being here. I mean, I'm not than anybody in my dream state. I'm dreaming about George Clooney and stuff. I don't know.
Well, the interesting thing is it just happened. I didn't even know what I did to go.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was so, I don't know what to make of it. So I'm very grateful to you, Trish, for writing your books and bringing this all out, because I'm sure there are other people that are experiencing it and they just don't know what's going on.
They do. People have come forth and told me, you know, that they're experiencing all these things and they wondered what was going on, and now they're glad that they hear that someone else is experiencing it, because, you know, you can tend to wonder what's going on or even think you're imagining things or you're going crazy, and you can't tell everybody about it, you know, sort of a thing, because people won't believe or they'll think you're crazy. So it is very wonderful to be able to share it with people that have similar experiences.
You guys
yeah.
should have some forum or something so that you can share this stuff. Like,
yeah.
you know, like a chat room or I don't know, something. You know, I would think that you'd need moral support through this sort of thing. I mean, I would want to know that other people are experiencing it, and that and what other people are experiencing, and if we're experiencing anything very similar, and you know, all that stuff. A lot of it, like you said, is kind of just for validation that you're not losing your mind. You know, that this is happening to somebody else. That this is, although not normal, it's certainly not abnormal. You know, it's certainly not something that's wrong with you. You know, it's actually, in my opinion, it's something that just shows that you're a much more advanced soul than most of us.
Oh, I wanted to mention, I do have actually a group on Facebook. It's called, if you do a keyword search, call it Shifts in Reality. If you do a keyword search for Shifts in Reality, I have a group that people put their, you know, write their experiences on the group wall there and post information if you want to check it out.
Okay,
yeah, that's
that
sounds like a great idea for anybody who is experiencing anything like this to, you know, go to that site and contact. And you can find Trish's Facebook and Twitter page on her website. Again, her website is beyond3dbooks.com. And you have links. I was on the site. I'm pretty sure I saw a link to Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, and you can actually follow her on either one of those sites and learn more about her books and how to, I'm sure, hook up with that site or that page as well.
Yes, definitely. If you can't remember the name, you know, Shifts in Reality, just, you know, hook up with me there on Facebook or even send me an email on my website and I'll send you the name of the group again to help you out.
Cool. That sounds wonderful. And before I let you go, just one little thing I wanted to share is that I find that when people write, like, the words that you put down in your books, I feel that they contain energy, because every time I read a book about something, like I read a book about past lives, immediately I was able to go into a past life dream. And then I read an article about intuition and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden my intuition kicked in. So is that what's going on? Is this the words that are written on a page, that type of energy can hit a person and click something on in their subconscious mind? Or
I believe that does happen. Yes, definitely. I've read that it does happen, that information, you know, carries, it's information is energy too, so the information on a page carries a certain energy vibration, so definitely you can read something and it can click, you know, switch something on for you. And I've even read books before that they'll, you know, straight out say that the information in this book is, they call it encoded, you know, it's encoded with certain information. And so definitely it carries a certain vibration and it can take you to a different place or a different level or switch something on inside of you.
Yeah, that's what I found. And it happens just about every time if I read. And it will never, ever happen any other time except like when I pick up that book, there's like a key that turns. And it just turns something on, and then I start experiencing. So I wanted to thank you for that validation.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's really interesting.
Yes, thank you.
And I hope that you do connect with Trish offline, because it sounds like you can, you know, there's a lot that you guys can do for each other and for the, I'm sure, other multiple amount of people out there that are experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
love
welcome.
Your show. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Have a good
Thanks
day.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for
thank
calling
you.
In. Bye-bye. So, what's up next? What are you doing next with your life?
Well, I've been thinking of the idea of possibly creating a magazine, like an online digital magazine, an e-zine, focused on metaphysics and body, mind, spirit topics and a lot of these types of parallel universes and different, you know, metaphysical areas. And probably in the fall I'll start writing another book. I usually write the books in the fall and the winter when the weather's cold and I can stay inside and do it. And
right.
You know, not be outside enjoying the summer weather. But I was thinking of writing a book on reality shifts, stories like real life stories that have happened to people. And reality shifts are, you know, like objects teleporting themselves from one location to another, objects disappearing and appearing, perceptions of time changing, like slowing down, speeding up, stopping, or even reversing, and like retrocausality, like changing the past, and also more true life stories about parallel universes. And I've learned a lot more about parallel universes since I published my first book, Traveling the Parallel Universes, so I'd like to include more information that I've learned from about parallel universes in another book as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because I mean, like I said, I've been studying metaphysics pretty much my entire life, and This is still not something that I'm completely understanding of. It's still something to me
That's a level I'm not at metaphysically or spiritually. So, you know, I'm definitely, and obviously a lot of people are, you know, from the listeners that we've had tonight and from the callers and everything. So, you know, people that have this sort of ability definitely, you know, to share it with each other and to, you know, share your experiences and with the rest of us that don't have the experiences. It sounds like a great idea to me. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, where they can find you, how they can find your books, all of that.
Okay. Yes, I have all the information on my books on my website at www.beyond and then the number 3, the letter D, books.com. So beyond3dbooks.com. I also have a page on there with a bunch of blog articles that I think everybody will find interesting. I even have 2 parallel universe stories, true stories that happened to me on the blog articles page that people may find interesting. And I'm on Facebook. It's Facebook and then .com, of course, and then /writer Trish LeSage. And then I'm on LinkedIn if anybody wants to connect with me on LinkedIn. And then I'm on Twitter. And my Facebook and Twitter pages are listed on my website. So all you have to do is go to my website and then click on the Facebook or Twitter icon, and you'll be taken to my pages there. And all the information on my books is on my website. They're sold through Amazon, paperback and for the Kindle. They're sold on Barnes & Noble for the Nook. They're sold for all the digital readers that you can get it for your tablet, your smartphone, your iPhone, everything pretty much.
All right. That's great. And I really appreciate you being on the show, Trish. It's really fascinating stuff. It really is. And
it is.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm going to definitely be watching what you've got coming up here, what you're going to do next, because it's really fascinating and it obviously interests a lot of people. And I appreciate you taking the time to be on tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really loved it. It was really interesting, and I really loved hearing the callers and about their experiences. It was very fascinating and interesting.
Really, it's fascinating to know that, you know, this is not uncommon, you know, that it's something that a lot of people share, and it's totally fascinating to me. So I'm sure a lot of other people were fascinated by it too. So again, thank you so much for being on, and I hope you'll come on again sometime soon.
Yes, I would love to be on again. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, thanks, Trish.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So everyone, you can again find more about Trish and her books, Trish LeSage, at www.beyond3dbooks.com. That's the number 3 and the letter D, beyond3dbooks.com. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Again, interesting to have a show on that is not just psychic readings, but it was a lot of fun, and I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to Just Believe Radio. Again, I'm Lisa Tarvis, and you're listening to the Right Stream Network. You can find more out about me and what I do at lisatarvis.com. You'll find links to my Facebook pages, my Twitter account, my LinkedIn account, Pinterest, all that kind of stuff. Plus, links to where you can buy my book, Just Believe. Also, don't forget to visit the Right Stream Radio website. That's rightstreamradio.com. And you can find out more about each one of our shows on the Right Stream Radio Network and each of our hosts as well. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Next week, we have a psychic on doing psychic readings. So I will talk to, I'm sure, lots of you next week. And till then, everybody have a fantastic week to come. And thank you so much for listening to Just Believe. Thanks again. Talk to you next week. Bye.